Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us on the line is Janet Snyder, because today is the Kiss Cares for Kids Radiothon, all to benefit Oshai Children's Hospital and the wonderful work that they do every single day. Hey, Janet, thanks for being with us. I know this is an exciting day for you every year.
You know what? Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Susan. You guys, I woke up this morning ready for a miracle to happen, and I appreciate you guys letting us talk to you, because it is the Kiss Cares for Kids Radiothon. We have done this through the years to help Oshai Children's Hospital. This is special, though, because last year, with the pandemic, with COVID, we had to press pause on the Radiothon. So it's exciting to come back and ready to help our community in a safe way and make some miracles happen. We're really excited about it.
You know, it's so appropriate that this is today, because today is National Nurses Day. I mean, what a better day, you know, to shed a spotlight on these caregivers that have done so much, especially over the past year.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be sharing the stories of the hospital. What's interesting is when we talk to the parents, to the kids, it's not just the doctors, it's not just the hospital, it's the nurses and every person that comes into contact with that family and how much they go above and beyond. And we know the nurses in Western New York are a special group of people. So thank you for everything, obviously, that they've done always, but this past year in particular. If I may, you can call 323-2500 to make a donation for every baby in your life. You can text the word Kiss Cares to 51555. And at 5 o'clock today, very exciting, we know how special it was when Josh Allen lost his grandmother and Buffalo got behind Josh and started making donations to Oshai Children's Hospital. Josh is coming on at 5 o'clock today to help the Kiss Cares for Kids Radiothon go one step further with money raised for the kids. So it's really, we're excited about it. And I love that today we get to talk about a way to help the community and something good that's happening.
That is awesome to hear. And I feel like a lot of people, Janet, maybe take what we have here in Buffalo for granted. I know I did maybe a lot before a couple of years ago, and spending time with you and everybody else at the Radiothon, because we've grown up with Children's Hospital in Buffalo. And now, you know, we have this great new Children's Hospital, and people look at it as a continuation of what we've always had. But it's tough to kind of wrap your head around that we have here something that a lot of other communities don't have, and tools that other communities don't have to help our kids.
You're 100% correct. The fact that Buffalo has a freestanding children's hospital dedicated to helping save lives of the mothers, the babies, the kids that come through those doors, to have that hospital in Western New York is such a blessing, and the support of the community. And that's why it's been able to stay right here in Buffalo, and we're not having to make the drive to other cities. And having that little security blanket of Oshai Children's Hospital is so important. The reason we raise money is because it's a Children's Miracle Network hospital, which means no child is ever turned away from the hospital. If they need care, they get it. And so that's why we put everything we've got into this day to help the kids. So we're excited about it. I hope we raise a lot of money, you guys.
I hope so, too. I mean, just knowing that these doctors, these specialists, these caregivers are there every day, hoping you don't need them, but just knowing they're there is peace of mind for people, and that's a reason that they should be donating.
The scariest part of it, Susan, is the fact that people, when we have interviewed them, and we're going to be sharing those interviews on BEN throughout the day today, one of the first things they say is, I never thought. And they never thought that they would have to go to the hospital. They never thought their child would get sick. They never thought that there would be an accident. And then it hits home. And it's funny because many of them have donated to the Kiss Cares for Kids Radiothon. So if, you know, this has been a tough year on a lot of people, if for some reason you've got a little bit of extra money that you can lend to this amazing cause, it's for everybody. And so, and we like to do it on this day in particular because Sunday's Mother's Day. And so it's kind of our little way of celebrating all the moms in Western New York. So fingers crossed.
another really cool tie-in to all this, and a great way to, hey, maybe that's a great Mother's Day gift for somebody out there, is to make a donation into somebody's name. And again, in order to make a donation, there's so many easy ways to do so. 323-2500. You can text KISS CARES to 51555. That's one word, KISS CARES, 51555, or click the donate tab right at the top of WBEN.com. I'm imagining it's a little bit of a different scene than it typically is at Children's Hospital down there. I mean, usually hustling and bustling with a ton of people. It might be a little quieter, but I know that everybody's working just as hard behind the scenes.
You know what? The social distancing is in place, but the best part is through the mask, you still see the smile. So we're working with it. We're all pivoting and having to do things a little bit different, but would do anything for the kids. How could you not, right?
Absolutely. All right. So Janet, again, tell people again how they can make a difference today and become a miracle maker.
You can call 323-2500. We will take your donation. We'll probably say your name all day on the air. You can text the word KISS CARES to 51555. I see Donnie Razor just made a donation. You know what? People are already giving, and I think just being part of something good, I think it's a great feeling to have as you start your Thursday morning.
Great to hear from you, Janet, and we hope everything goes very well today. We know we're going to try and do our part here for you as well. That's Janet Snyder. She's down at Oshai Children's Hospital as part of the KISS Cares for Kids Radiothon, going on all day today.